And we're talking about keys to conversationality, how to sound much more natural, how to sound much more authentic, either when you're using a script or maybe when you're ad-libbing as well. And today's episode is entitled A Stream of Consciousness. Yeah, ad-libbing is a way to inject some personality into a read, to humanise it. You're not supposed to be just releasing the words. You're meant to be, well, like the listener. So, if allowed, make your script your own, different and interesting to a certain extent. Now, obviously, if you're in a voiceover situation and the script has been written and approved and signed off and paid for and everything, there's not much you can do. But depending on the director, the producer, and maybe the client in the studio with you at the time, you may be able to make a few subtle differences. And that's what we're going to be talking about in today's episode of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. You're not supposed to be just releasing the words. You're supposed to make your script your own. So, in the kind of stream of consciousness that makes a script sound conversational, you may consider things like a chuckle, as though something just occurred to you. You're not really adding any new words. You're not taking any of the words that are already there away. For example, maybe you've got a line that says, "Remember when you were as young as your grandkids are now." Yeah, that's a straightforward sentence, and you might imagine that to be in maybe a script for university education or buying a first flat or something of that kind of nature. So the phrase is, "Remember when you were as young as your grandkids are now," and you're the voiceover artist and you're expected to say that. So how can you make that your own with a kind of stream of consciousness injection? Well, what about saying something like, "Remember when you were as young as your grandkids are now?" Yeah, that kind of chuckle, that kind of, oh gosh, yeah, remember that, remember back in the day, oh dear, it's a bit sad, but we all go through it, and you know, they've got their whole life ahead of them, but remember what you were like. Yeah, just that, remember when. It's that throwaway sound. You're not adding a word. So it may be that when you're in a voiceover situation, you can add that in. It's a kind of reaction sound. It's an authentic sound. And if you've written that in a script yourself, or some notes or some bullet points for a podcast, you can build in those kinds of non-verbal sounds, the sounds that you're not actually going to write in, but they help make you sound much more conversational. Let's look at another example of this. What about pondering? Okay, so let's say the line is, "Why is it that with more tech, the world just seems to get more complicated?" So what's the emotion there that you're supposed to be feeling yourself as a voiceover artist? What is it that you're cogitating? What is it that you're thinking through? What is it that you're trying to emote? It's pondering, isn't it? It's kind of confused by something. You're wondering, you're questioning. So what kind of sound could you put in to preface that sentence? So that sentence again. "Why is it that with more tech, the world just seems to get more complicated?" Well, as you can tell, naturally there I built in a few kind of inquisitive sounds and a couple of ponders there, a couple of pauses while I'm trying to act as though I'm trying to work out that conundrum. But is there a sound, is there an oral ejaculation that we can put in right at the beginning of that sentence to sound it much more authentic, natural and conversational? I've got an idea. What about this? Why is it that with more tech, or, you know, why is it that with more tech, so why is it that with more tech, it's kind of three examples there, one of which is a word, the other two are just sounds. And you may be able to even edit off that sound or that reaction noise or word when you actually come to the edit. But it helps you feel much more natural, authentic and conversational. One more example before we go today, and that's a laugh. Again, you could include this, you could just think it, you could edit it out, you could leave it in. But what if the sentence was, and you know what, with this medication, life feels great again. And you know what, with this medication, life feels great again. So what about maybe building in some kind of laugh, some kind of reaction? How would you feel if you're telling someone, yeah, I had all these problems, I took these pills, I went for this particular examination or checkup, and life feels great again? How would you emote that naturally and authentically to somebody else? What about something like this? And you know what? With this medication, life feels, yeah, great again. Makes it sound much more conversational, doesn't it? Much more natural, as though you're speaking one-on-one with somebody. Okay, it's a little bit of acting. Is that such a bad thing? Tomorrow on Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice, contractions and deletions. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.